We're talking today with Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Governor Mary Fallon, Michael, has just vetoed Senate Bill 1142. Along with that, she's issued an executive statement or executive order to the Wildlife Commission to work up some fresh rules regarding landowners and feral hogs. Your thoughts about this veto and what the governor's doing in this regard with this executive order?
Yeah, the executive order, we think, is a good thing. It applies not only to Wildlife Commission, but applies to other agencies as well. And so it gives the Department of Ag, in our minds, not only Wildlife Commission, but also the Department of Ag, kind of a charge, if you will, to really look at how we control feral hogs from a big standpoint. This is a big problem, and it's going to take a very cooperative long-term strategy to do that. And while we don't think that feral hogs should be viewed as wildlife, they're an invasive species, and they need to be completely taken care of. But there is a very important piece that the Wildlife Commission plays, especially game rangers, and into this and helping us get this done. So we've read over the order pretty good. We think it's a good thing. We certainly want to and supported the bill in terms of landowners being able to go out and control feral hogs.
So at this point, it appears that if the governor has her way, you know, there clearly probably will not be a veto override. You think the legislature may still look at that, or where do you think that may end up happening?
Yeah, that's a good question, and trying to predict what's going to happen this last week of the legislature is probably an effort in futility, to be honest with you. But if they want to consider a veto override, they can certainly do that. I think, quite frankly, with the governor's with this executive order she's issued, we've got a lot more than that bill and to work with. And so while certainly the Senate may want to take this up and try to veto override, I know there's a lot of other issues. There's a $1.3 billion budget deficit that they're still trying to work on and get solved. There's some other bills that are very high profile that are also being both from a governor's standpoint as well as a legislator's standpoint that they're going to be working on. So, you know, I don't know if they'll want to take that up. Again, I think if you look at what the governor issued in her executive order, she gave us a lot of opportunity and challenged her departments to work with landowners, and that's what we want to do, is work with the appropriate partners to try to make sure we get a long-term solution to this very, very big problem we have with feral swine.